Blind Cool Tech, November 30, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, we're fun.
I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, hello, is anybody there? And blindness.
Ah, God, who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. If you're new to Blind Cool Tech, it's pretty much a podcast about anything. If you just look back over the last month or year of all the tremendous recordings, I think you'll agree it's maybe kind of like a Reader's Digest of podcasting. Very interesting, good stuff, guys. Keep it up, and it's awesome. I'm on my way to work this morning in Louisville, Kentucky. Got my trusty sidekick, Jake, doing the guiding. He's half lab, half golden. Big old brute, but goofy as he can be. My little buddy. And one of the things I had wanted to talk to you guys about was, you know, really reading a guide dog. And this actually might be an interesting morning to do it, because it actually depends on, well, you may think this sounds funny, but the atmosphere and even the lighting. You know, I think we've talked before about, good boy, little buddy, about, you know, riding a horse at night and using a guide dog at night is very similar. And this is an interesting morning because there's a front coming in. Right now it's about 65 degrees. It's beautiful. Yesterday, good boy. Alright, we're crossing now. Okay. Remember that conversation we had about the pedestrian safety index? Oh, man. You know what? I don't know if I ever posted that or not, come to think of it. I will just, good boy, little buddy. That's it. Talk about traffic for a minute as a diversion from our normally scheduled topic, which I hadn't even told y'all about what it is yet. I just want to tell you about a couple new technologies and search engines and so forth. Some new features that I learned about from Google, too. But let me backtrack, and if I'm repeating myself, please forgive me. I read a report about the pedestrian safety index here a month or two ago, which basically rates cities. I did post this. Yeah, okay. Well, on their pedestrian safety, you know, the rate of increase of how many pedestrians get killed, basically. And I don't know, ever since then I have had some really very close calls. And you know, that street, I don't know what you can do right there. I'm assuming those people aren't seeing me. So, you know, I had the right-of-way, but the right-of-way doesn't do you any good if you're in a casket, of course. Good boy, little buddy. We're walking down Frankfort Avenue here. But, yeah, if anybody does know of, you know, some kind of lightweight, you know, I'm really thinking about a light. In fact, I wouldn't go beyond a flashing orange light or something. I just want people to see me. Good boy, buddy. So, anyway, we were talking about reading the guide dogs. Just like in that situation there, what happened was there was a car southbound on stilts taking a right on Grinstead. Good morning. Hop up, little buddy. I can always tell when Jake sees another dog, his tail starts hitting my leg. Good boy, little buddy. So, yeah, Jake saw that car before I did. You know, we weren't. Good morning. Boy, little buddy. We weren't even, there wasn't a lane left, even on the parking lane. Well, yeah, there was just enough for him to get through. So, yeah, Jake stopped about the time I heard him. I think what happened was he came around that corner and saw me right then. Because there is a pole on that corner that may help block the view, and I think it's still dark out. Let's see what time it is here. This is a section of the route I don't like here either. We're actually walking out in the street. There's a fence built around us. There's a detour, but somebody actually hit this fence once.
Status 7:04 a.m. Thursday, November 30th, 2006.
It was 7:04. Good boy, little buddy. Someone commented there's a lot of traffic on this road, worse than in Washington, D.C. I think he said it was where he was from. And it is. It is getting bad. There's, of course, times of the day when you can avoid most of it. But I've actually considered taking the alleys or any side roads. Good boy, little buddy. So let me talk to you. Excuse the wind, it is, like I said, there's a front coming in. It's supposed to be winter again tomorrow, darn it. I heard about this new search engine called ChaCha, which is at ChaCha.com. And what's interesting about it is it uses humans to get results to you. So it was a little confusing at first, because what happens is you type in your question and then there's a button that says submit to expert researcher, I think, whatever it is, human maybe. Good boy, little buddy. And then within just a couple seconds the web page refreshes, and in my case there was a Jennifer M or some initial for her last name, and then she wrote good morning, and I good morning. Hello, little buddy. And I found the edit box to reply and type good morning, and then hit the submit button, and you had to wait a few seconds, so it was a little confusing. But what you can do is get your question in and then just go off and do something else, come back to it, which unfortunately I waited too long to get back to it, because the guy asked me did the results help. What she did was pass the request on to another researcher who was familiar with tools. And really, all I was asking, I should have picked a better question. I just was rather anxious to try it out, and I probably could have got some pretty decent results from Google too. But all I asked was, does there exist a carpenter's level that beeps to indicate when it reads level? And of course, those of you who know what a carpenter's level or don't know what one is, it's about a 24 or a 36 inch. Good boy. Straight edge with a tube while going each way, actually, in the middle that has an air bubble in it, and so you can either lie this on a horizontal surface and read one tube, and when the air bubble is right on the line in the middle, it's level, or you can use it to read the vertical surfaces as well. So, you know, I've heard of some talking about levels. In fact, Rob says he's got one, and I'm really anxious to see it. But, anyway, this guy, I think his name is Jeff, he said he was familiar with tools, and he came up with four or five results, and one of them, hopefully I'm going to go down here to the Sears store and check out. It was, if I want to remember right, it was $49, which, like I said, I know there's some levels that are adapted for blind people to use, and I do want to see those. Just curious to see if there was anything out on the general market. Kind of like the Hamilton Beach talking microwave. What a story that is. I would love to have been in on the user interface design team's discussions on why they made a talking microwave, and you know what features did what and so forth. But I thought it was, at first it was for the elderly market, people past the computers and maybe, losing a little of their vision. Because the display on the thing is apparently excellent as well. In fact, I've got mine sitting in my dining room right now on a table. And more than one person has commented, wow, that is a cool looking microwave. So I'm thinking about putting it in the living room. it does look good, apparently. It looks very modern, bright blue lighting. And big numbers, apparently. But there's, as Rick Harmon has pointed out. And by the way, check out Rick's in-depth discussion of this device over at accessibleworld.org, and some of the other presentations about great ideas for Christmas gifts. Boy, as I begin talking, I keep reminding myself that I've got other things I wanted to talk with you guys about, and I fear I'm appearing to be a bit scattered, which I am, so that's all right. Good boy, little buddy. But I heard the other day, there's something else I do not like to do, which is to walk in front of a car waiting to get out on a side street when they're to my left. Because, there he goes taking off now. And he was back far enough, so the only reason I did it. And see, he happened to be turning left. But what the problem is, of course, these people that are turning right, they're just looking to the left. They're waiting to see when their lane of traffic's clear enough for them to get out there. And if you happen to walk up, as I have twice at least, on someone that isn't looking that way, they'll just take off right, you know, with you right in front of their car. In fact, I saw that happen with a jogger the other day in that detour area I was telling you about back there, where the fence ends is a street that comes out, and there was a car apparently going to turn right, and I had just gone past, and this jogger was coming through, and the guy pulled out right in front of him. And you know what happened was, he came through that fence, and I guess the guy didn't see him, he wasn't looking to the right. Anyway, on these microwave ovens, Hamilton Beach did put these out, and Walmart and Best Buy sold them. And I've heard that Walmart had the white ones and Best Buy had the black ones. I don't know. The one I got was white from Walmart. But apparently Hamilton Beach only makes them just, you know, very... They don't see a big market for it. They change models. In fact, the guy I was talking to told me that 90 days is the... you know, the typical life of a particular model of a microwave in Walmart. And that's remarkable to me. I had no idea that came and went that fast. Marvin Sandler apparently is going to make these available. And I'm sorry, I don't have his number, or... I'm not even exactly sure which company he is, but he will make them available. They won't, unfortunately, be the $89 or $79, whatever it was, at Walmart price, but good boy, little buddy. We're going to push the button.
That's fine.
We got it. Give Jake the signal. Good boy, little buddy. That's my good doggy. So yeah, this Hamilton Beach talking microwave. What I was commenting too about the user interface decisions, you know, a lot of it talked, but then when you got down to setting actual times and for timers or cooking or selecting one of the preset setting sizes, you know, you just had to count the clicks. Apparently just the numbers came up on the screen, and they could have easily done that. I don't know if they just didn't think of it or didn't think it was necessary, and it, I mean, it's not strictly speaking necessary. Good boy, little buddy. Some work going on the sidewalk up here, too. That's it. Come on. Good boy. Got the sidewalk blocked off. It's been blocked off for a couple of weeks. I don't know what the heck they're doing. Here it is again. There you go, little buddy. Good boy. Clear sailing from here on out. So anyway, closed the Hamilton Beach talking microwave discussion and back to Cha-Cha. So I knew there were, you know, a few of these levels around that are specifically designed for a blind person to use, but you know, they're so much more highly priced, and I respect and completely understand why they are. I mean, I think we can all recognize that there's just not the typical market volume in the blindness and low vision community. You know, these big companies think nothing of stamping out millions of products, and that would that'd be the largest. I mean, that would be a lifetime supply of almost anything. Although I've been reading that China has, do I want to say 9 million blind people? Did you guys see that article about Samsung developing a phone with a braille display on it for that market? You know, once you start talking about 9 million, you do get the interest of some of the bigger companies. If anybody has any follow-up information on that thing, I think it might have been called the Messenger. I could have that wrong. Good boy, little buddy. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was some kind of cool things you can do with Google. We covered some of these on the Google Tips podcast last year, but I learned of a few more the other day in an article in the New York Times. Good boy, little buddy. The one of the coolest things you can do is send a text message inquiry to Google with your cell phone with the numbers that spell out Google. In fact, you can leave off the E at the end. So just put in your text message, your inquiry, and Google text messages you back responses. Man, something's either on fire or there's a wood oven or something going. It's right back there at, well, we're at Rast. We just crossed Rastetter and Clifton, so that would have been Longshot Bar and Grill. I hope there's nothing going on there. Hopefully they're just getting ready for a big barbecue or something for the last, probably the last nice day of the year. We were, boy, I've got to get back to that Christmas discussion too, because I want to talk to you guys about some of the commercial MP3 players out there. You know, you've all heard about the iPod that's supposed to have the talking navigation now. Did find out a few more details about how that works, and that is that the it's very similar to the way Rockbox works. They use sound clips of the names of the files that are generated on the PC side and then sent over. Good boy, we're crossing Clifton now. I was, good boy, walking down here to these this Clifton Community Center the other night and got a phone call, and my gosh, I got so disoriented, it scared me. Well, what happened was I got off the phone, or no, I was still on the phone, and I came to one of those lights like that, and I thought it was that one, and I was actually way back there at Ewing. So I, you know, tried to turn left after I crossed, and I knew right away that wasn't the right place, and I actually, I guess, man, there is another branch I've got to get right there. I came down here one Saturday morning with a little pruning saw and got some of those big things that are hanging off. Those are too big even for my clippers. But I missed that one, apparently. Well, not apparently, I definitely did. Good boy, little buddy. So, back to these Christmas gifts. Be sure and check out that accessible.org. They have some great ideas there. Terry Turlaw, Dr. Terry T, over at APH, did a great one just about the... need the pruners there, too. About the Christmas gift ideas that were... available from APH's catalogs. You know, she did a great job on that. In fact, you know, I really want to interview Karen Pope, who's the project leader for tactile graphics in the research department. She does some fascinating stuff. And one of the things she did was develop this product. It's an electronic dice, or die. And it's got the six bright LED lights on the front of it. It just kind of sits flat. It's got two buttons, roll and repeat. So you roll and it says a number, a random number from 1 to 6. And it, I sidetracked there. I just had a funny idea for a contest. And that is to identify the voice on the low die. And, but anyway, you can press the repeat button to... if you didn't hear it, and the appropriate dots light up, the appropriate LEDs. And it's kind of neat because the repeat button makes a beep to let you know it's repeating and not rolling. Very cool little product. It, I think it sells for around $40. Good boy, little buddy. So, anyway, we will get to the discussion of commercial MP3 players at some point. We're just 5 minutes from our destination, so we don't really have time to cover that subject at the moment. But I do want to finish up with this Google discussion. Your inquiries to Google, whether you send them as a text message or through the regular web interface, have some Google has some pretty interesting capabilities that I forgot about. Now, I use define colon quite a bit, just as a spell checker, so you can put... good boy, there's somebody with a cane over there. Hey there, waiting to cross Frankfurt Avenue here at Bel Air. You can put define colon in the word, and everybody knows Google is actually a great spell checker as well. You know, it'll say, did you mean? And most of the time, you did. But some of the other things you can put in, I think I mentioned a few of these. You can put in tracking numbers from FedEx and UPS. Just type in the tracking number. Put in airline flight numbers, which I don't think I realized, to get a status of that flight, which I have got to try. I hadn't tried that one yet. That is a very neat feature, just if you know how to do it. You can actually put in vehicle identification numbers, the VIN from your vehicle, and get all the information about it. Of course, you can also do calculations. I think Google, I've mentioned, supports a whole language. Nope, I'm not getting on that bus. Sorry. I'm going to shake my head to let him know I was... this is also a bus stop. Unfortunately, half the time I shake my head at dump trucks and... But that's all right. They just know I'm a negative person. Well, you got a long wait here this time. So, yeah, you just send, good boy. That's it. Send any of those kind of numbers. You can also do patent numbers. And I suspect there's numbers that you can do that aren't even really published by Google yet. The YouTube thing, by the way, the Google buyout of YouTube, if you're not familiar with YouTube, it's it was a site where people uploaded video, kind of like people upload audio to Flying Cool Tech, except it was, you know, they had put millions into their web development and had it where just anybody could upload anything and it would be available for anybody, kind of like a wiki even. But turns out, as you know, as we can tell from the wide variety of audio available, that the video was super popular with the sighted public. And there's everything up there from, there's even some government, I'm not going to say propaganda, but government commercials, you know, information type of things. You know, anything from the home video to, there was an article in U.S. News a few months back about NBC taking another look at this comedy that they had, this sitcom that they had turned down. And the producers, I guess, or whoever had the right to, uploaded it to YouTube, which is YOUTUBE, by the way. Good boy, nobody. And, you know, the popularity of the downloads really made NBC kind of take another look at it. That's it. And this is an extremely windy day. I hope it's not going to be too bad. These church audio mics actually do remarkably well in the wind. You'll be hearing a... So we're going to stop here because our parallel traffic has stopped at the light. You'll hear in this upcoming podcast from Andre Lewis... All right, hold on. He was in a pretty windy situation with these mics, and they handle it. I'm recording, by the way, on the MicroTrack 2496. My Eddie Roll R9 is back at Roland for the... record jack being broken, and I heard of another person here in Louisville that the same thing happened to, so that is not looking good. It'd be interesting to see if they say anything about it on their website as a known problem, or maybe a recall might be in order. I'm not sure. Good boy. Well, I apologize. I forget where I was going with the, how we got off on YouTube. It'll come to me and I will keep you updated with that. We will go ahead and call it a day for Blind Cool Tech. We're about to turn into the driveway and, look forward to some good conversations with you guys. I was just thinking the other day that I love my walks to work, from work. And I keep forgetting about how how therapeutic it is to walk along talking to yourself. You should try it sometime. But, you know, I really don't feel like I'm talking to myself. I feel like I'm talking to you, and I really do find it a good way to, you know, I think about a lot of things that I want to say to you, and I just don't ever get the chance to say them all. Anyway, we will talk to you guys next time. Y'all have a great one. For Blind Cool Tech, I'm Larry Skutkai.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.